Good morning. I'm great and happy to be back on the air.
I bet. Now, real quick, for people that don't know, I'm going to rewind a little bit and tell the story. You were an intern over Hurley's Media when we were at Command & Bay. How old were you then? Do you remember?
Oh, I'd estimate like 15. Yeah, I did a summer doing that.
Yeah, yesterday I was talking. I said, man, yesterday I think it was like you were like either 14 or 15. I want to say 15. And you were great. You were a go-getter. And there's certain, you know, in all the years I've been doing radio, there's certain interns that you meet that's like, he kind of gets it, or this other person just kind of sailing through. And you probably have met people like that to kind of mail it in sometimes. And they just want to be able to get the paper and say that they,
yeah, you know, they didn't show up early.
Correct. Totally. They didn't arrive early. So, anyway, you did a great job, and you interned for us over Hurley's Media, and you loved radio, and you have all these goals and excitement about what you want to do. Well, I'm going to read off, and I hope I don't embarrass you, Aiden, what you've done. And you're a intelligent young Caymanian kid that took off after this. When you say, and you're telling an American this, what does head boy at prep mean?
It's like your student body president. Yeah, pretty much. So
okay.
You got responsibilities like, you know, you run school assemblies. You got to, like, greet parents at the parent-teacher evenings. There's a lot of PR involved. PR.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
Yeah. You know, I'm the PR guy. No, yeah. You talk to parents. You talk to students. That sort of thing. You're just a very visible figure, student body leader.
So all the students, you were head boy over at Cayman Prep.
I was their king.
The king.
Yes.
I love that. All right. Best speaker at the Conyers debate, and you represented Cayman in the world's debate. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. No, that was great. So that's
Where was it at?
Well, it was online. It was hosted in Macau. We thought we were going to Macau, but of course, you know, COVID, so it was online.
Wow,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So, you know, we were debating all these teams online, and we did pretty well. That was Mr. Ian Wantong. He set all of that up for us. It was really good, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. And then all of a sudden, the math challenge went down. Now, Dart did this big math challenge. And I know in the States, you get the smarty pants that are a part of this math challenge. Have you always been into math, and you're pretty good at math?
No, I was, like, horrible. Horrible
what?
At math. Yeah. No, honestly, all through middle school, terrible at it. Could not do multiplication. Polynomials, oh God, horrible at them. And then I came around to my A-levels, which are your last 2 years, like AP classes, whatnot, in the States.
Yeah.
And I ended up doing math, and on top of that, further math. Ended up being the only one in the class doing it, and just having to work harder at it meant I got better at it.
That's crazy. And then so you won, you end up winning. Here's a kid that didn't like math and sucked at math all the way through middle school or whatever when you were younger, and then all of a sudden you won the Dart Math Challenge. Then you won it, right?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, that's big. You were in Rundown, which probably was a great experience for you, correct?
Lots of fun, lots of accents.
Yeah, of course, totally. And you represented Cayman at, Carafest?
Yeah, Carafesta. So,
Carafesta.
Carifta, but for arts.
Carifta, right.
Yeah.
And where was that?
That was in Barbados, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we got to see all the other Caribbean countries do their cultural displays, and it was nice to sort of have something of our own to present as well with the Cultural Foundation.
And how did Cayman do there? Show up good?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a competition. It's an exchange. But
okay.
It was nice. We had a good show. We had dancers. We had theater. Obviously, that's what I was involved in. We had spoken word. It was really good.
Oh, that's big. Okay. Listen to this, like, laundry list of great stuff. And then you were Model UN in New York and Chicago. And Best Delegate Award. Tell us about that.
I mean, you know, we went away for our Model UN conference, and Model UN is, you know, essentially a test of how vindictive you can be. How manipulative can you be?
Right,
how many
right.
people can you get to sign your paper?
Yeah.
And apparently I'm pretty good at that, so.
So what happened? So you went around and you got a lot of people to sign your paper. You actually won the Best Delegate Award.
Well, that's it. Best Delegate is voted on by the other delegates. So you don't have to be the most popular. You don't have to be the best. You just have to get more votes than the other guys.
It's all about being intelligent and schmoozing, right?
That's it. And everyone's equally as vindictive, so, you know, you just got to figure out how to maneuver that.
How wild is that? Never knew that's what Model UN was at. Now, how about the local Model United Nations? Tell me about those awards.
Yeah, that was good. They've been doing that at CIS for a while. So I was a chairman of a committee 1 year, and I was doing, you know, delegate stuff. And so I got voted best delegate, I think, a few times over there, and sort of wanted to graduate and sort of help the younger kids sort of get into it as well.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I did the chair of the committees a couple times, and it's good practice, good training ground for, like, international conferences, that sort of thing.
I love it. Now, I'm running down the list here, by the way. You're a current recipient, two of the Proud of Them Awards. Islands, which I love so much. And I remember even before I moved here to the Cayman Islands, so many years ago, I think I was on a cruise or whatever. And I remember going in a cab and seeing these signs where it says, Cayman, we're proud of you. And there were young students. And I always thought that was really cool that other countries should probably do that because it's probably inspiring. Like, listen, if you're from a particular district and you're driving around your district and you see a big billboard that shows your picture and says you're proud of them because of some academics or sports or whatever, you're in that program, correct?
Yeah, for sports. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
It does wonders for the ego to have your face just like on a massive billboard driving by. You're just like, wow, that's me.
Yeah, right, exactly. So now you are going to Cal Berkeley. Tell us about that, and are you on a scholarship?
Yeah, I am. So I've received, a private scholarship, and so going to Berkeley, it's great. Bay Area is really nice. I'm sure you know. You're from NoCal, right?
I'm from there, yeah.
Okay, crazy. Which part? Like, where in the area?
I'm from a wine country area, which is a little north
of there. Napa. Yeah. Okay, correct. So I've been up to Napa once or twice. It's a lot nicer there, a lot more remote. Berkeley and San Francisco are pretty urban, pretty developed.
Yep.
And so, you got, housing problems and whatnot, but the scenery is just so beautiful. And mountains, all that sort of thing, which you just don't see in Cayman. Like, driving, there are underpasses and overpasses, and you're going up these hills and through some of them, and you're like, what? I've never seen this before.
You know what? You're coming from Seven Mile Beach, and you're checking out the Golden Gate Bridge, which is iconic and special and really amazing. I remember I had goosebumps even just a month ago when I drove through. Every time I go drive over it, it's amazing.
No, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I've been down to, some beaches where you have this view of it, been through the Golden Gate Park. It's just, it's so iconic. You're like, wow, I'm actually here?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
It's stunning, and seeing it in person is amazing. I got to be honest with you, I dislike Berkeley in a big way. Cal Berkeley is amazing. The university's great, and there's great stuff, but I don't like the city of Berkeley much at all. It's a big difference probably from Cayman Islands, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Uh-huh. I mean, I think you're probably just getting at the urban situation there for not liking it. And you know what? I can't blame you. There have been times I've been walking to class, and I've had to watch out on the sidewalk, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You got to watch where your feet are going.
exactly right. And it's much different than the Cayman Islands. And, here in the Cayman Islands, it's bad form if you don't say, hey, you all right? Good morning. How are you, sir? Whatever. If you say, hey, you all right? People are going to be like, why are you asking that?
Yeah, you get funny looks. You don't say hi to people. This was the weirdest thing for me. We have this massive plaza. This is even on campus, Sproul Plaza. And, you're walking to class and you're like, hey, what's up? No one does it back. You just get straight faces. Who are you?
They look at you weird for saying good morning.
Yeah, exactly.
That's crazy.
It's a massive change.
Anyway, welcome back on Island. Now, are they doing remote learning there? What's going on now right now? Because COVID, I know, it's different in different states. There's some states where the university, everyone's going to class and school, and I know California is one of the more lockdown.
Yeah, so I mean, I was to leave last Sunday, and I got a notification about a week before class is starting saying they're going the first 2 weeks online. So I'm here until the end of the month.
Right.
And yeah.
Great. Okay, so you're here back here in the Cayman Islands. What I wanted to do is bring you on, and I love it so much because, we had you on the air, and we always, I know that Jason Howard, this guy's always used to goof on you and whatever on the radio, and you were this sharp young kid, and we always kind of knew that you were destined for greatness, but my thought was about having you on the radio here today is for kids of the Cayman Islands, young people in the Cayman Islands, and there's, I'm sure you know a lot of them. You probably know some that aren't taking advantage of certain things, others that are taking advantage of certain things. What advice or what info or input would you have? Because now you're kind of walking it with all this stuff, and now you're at a major university. The future's bright. We're talking about, a lot of great things can happen and come, and I don't know what your future goals necessarily are now compared to what they were 5 or 6 years ago when you were at the radio station. But what would you say to the kids of the Cayman Islands or the youth of Cayman Islands, the Caymanians that are maybe just getting ready to graduate?
Yeah, well, I'm risking sort of spouting cliches here, but I had the realization recently that life, if you will, is really what you make it. You choose what you want to do, and you can have whatever it is you want. And as Caymanians, we have all these opportunities. We have scholarships that are exclusively for Caymanians. We have great schools. Schools, honestly provide us with good results if you want to work for them. So I think genuinely, you just got to hold yourself to a standard. You got to say, what is it that I want at the end of the day, and just go for it. And you can't listen to other people too much. You just got to go for it.
What do you mean when you say that?
Well, there are always naysayers, right? Like, I'll come on the show and Doug will be like, no, Aiden, you can't do it. Absolutely not. You just got to know within yourself. You got to say, nope, this is what I want and I'm doing it. And sometimes you just got to be a little stubborn about it. Realistic, right. But go for what you want.
What do you think about the future of the Cayman Islands? What do you think the future holds for these beautiful islands?
Oh, that's a deep question.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I know you can answer it. You're sharp enough. I'm sure you have got an opinion on it. It's all good.
Yeah, no, I mean, we've got plenty of places to go. Being away at school has made me realize how special of a place we have here, really. I mean, just culturally, as we mentioned, just even saying good morning to people on the street, in the way that we interact with each other, in our culture, we really do have a sort of unique little island nation. And so we need to think about how we can develop that nationally, how we can develop our identity, how we can develop our relations with each other and that sort of thing. And if we can do that, if we can all come together, sorry for the cliche, and if we can decide on who we want to be and where we're going, then, you know, the future's so bright, we're going to have to wear shades.
Man, I'm telling you, I love that song too. I got to play that actually. I might play that to come out of this because that's actually an awesome.
Love that one.
Yeah, me too. Anyway, so thank you. What's your next goal here? You're obviously going to be finishing up your education, hopefully at Berkeley. What's the plan now? You're going to come back to the Cayman Islands, or what's the goal here, Aiden, or do you know yet?
Well, you know, before I can deliberate on the future of the Cayman Islands, I got to get the paper. So
yeah, right,
the
exactly.
plan for now is get the degree.
Yeah. So what's your hopes and goals then? I mean, obviously you got some dreams and some goals. I mean, are you interested in politics? Are you interested in becoming involved as a CEO of a company or whatever in the Caribbean or the Cayman Islands? Are you interested in that, or are you wanting to maybe straight to the entertainment world?
Well, I mean, at university, I've really been exploring. So, you know, Berkeley's great. The U.S. system generally is great because in one semester I can do math, physics, political science, and French, which is an entire mix.
Wow.
And so I'm really just looking around at this point. It's too soon to say what I want to do career-wise.
Great.
But yeah, just exploring.
Great. I love it so much. Aiden, seriously, I'm not kidding you. Thank you for your time. And what a fast-flying 15 minutes. God bless. Please keep in touch. I love it. Your mom actually listened to the radio station and shot. It was a crazy story. I'm not sure if she shared this with you. I hope she did. I was playing a song, and I was talking about the story about you receiving an award. I think maybe it's a Proud of an Award. I was reading that in the Cayman Islands, and I played a song called Anything You Want, You Got It from Ray Orbison.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm playing that song, and I just said on the radio, by the way, I hadn't talked to your mom in a couple of years, hadn't talked to you in a couple of years, and I went on there and I said, Aiden, anything you want, you got it. And ironically, from what I heard, she was on the on FaceTime or something with you at that moment, or recording that song for you at that moment. And talking about kismet or whatever you want to call it, the planets aligning, I mean, that's wild.
Oh, yeah, she was texting me. No, I was getting pinged in my physics lecture. She was like, Doug just gave you a shout-out on the radio.
Yeah,
like,
that's,
what?
That's great. And she was happy to be listening at the time and recording it, so it's awesome stuff. Much love to you, and God bless. Please keep in touch if you can. And, boy, we love these local stories that local guys that have done good, and you've definitely done good. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a bright young future for this young Caymanian, and I wish you the best, my friend.
Well, thank you for the interview. I've really loved being on the air. Thank you.